Welcome to all our guests this morning. We thank you for joining us. We also thank all those who brought us the good eats this morning. That was wonderful. This morning we start the season of Advent. Advent's a time where we look forward to the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Most of the time, people kind of look at it as a time before Easter, before Christmas. And we're going to have this deal where we get all that set up for Christmas. And it's okay, but it's really a time when we look forward to His second coming and not His first coming. And the first Sunday of Advent is hope. And it's very interesting as we start to look through our gospel text this morning and we really look at the context of that text that the verses that are previous and come after and even in our text sound very scary. They sound like things that we are going to worry about. And sometimes we become overwhelmed with a sense of fear. And in many times, it's been taught with a sense of fear by well-meaning people who have decided, well, if I scare them enough, maybe they'll accept Jesus. And this is a perversion of the gospel. Jesus Christ never tries to scare anyone. What He does is bring a message of God's love for them. And in our verses, we will see right in the middle of this text is a great verse of promise and of hope. We will see that when we see all these signs, that it is something that we can look look at with hope, because in it, it means that our salvation is near. It is something, Christ's coming is not something to look forward to with fear, but actually something that we should look forward to like a child looks at Christmas morn, with great anticipation, waiting for those gifts, those wonderful things that we know already are there, but they're in the wrapper. When Christ comes again, we get to rip off the wrapper. And we get to see Him face to face. And we will understand what it means that we are righteous and forgiven. And because of this great hope that we have in Jesus Christ, they can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the hearing of the Gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with great power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, they will look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. And He spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own self that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed yourselves, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Please be seated. Now, one thing that we have to understand in verse 20, or in chapter 21 here, Jesus' disciples were trying to figure out what the signs were. And Jesus gives them many of these things. And he tells them so that they won't be deceived. And I'm going to go back to verse 10, actually, and read some of these things. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be earthquakes and plagues and famines and terrors, great signs from heaven. You will be persecuted. People will be delivered to prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my namesake. And then verse 13 says, it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. You see, all these things sound scary. There's going to be wars. There's going to be famines. There's going to be earthquakes. We can see all these things today. I think Jesus in this, for the most part, was pretty nebulous. Because he knew that there were wars all the time. There were earthquakes all the time. And he wanted each and every one of us to be prepared all the time. So that we would watch. And that we would understand that he is coming back. Each generation of human beings thinks that the next generation is lost. Things change. Things are much worse now than they were when I was a kid. And we all go through this. But these are not things that should cause us to fear. And the persecutions will come. And I've said this before, I believe that even in this country, persecutions will come. We should not be afraid. And in fact, what Jesus says, it will lead you to an opportunity for your testimony. It is not something that we should fear. It is something that we should really look forward to. And I know people are out there going, what are you, nuts? All this stuff, man, it's terrible. We're going to face persecution. We're going to face all this. Yes. But do we believe in the one who still sits upon the throne? And that really is where our text now picks up. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and the distresses on the earth of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. People fainting with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Look at the news. Look at how the world is portrayed to us. All the things that are happening, we're going to be destroyed. Global warming, wars in the Middle East, all these different things. People tremble. People are absolutely fearful. We think that the world is shaken. We look back and look at the world and say, man, it was so much different when I grew up. The world was so much more innocent. No. Terrible things were happening in each one of our childhood. We were gloriously sheltered in many cases. With the speed of news and media, we see all these things and it comes into our living room. Not in a newspaper or by radio, but we see pictures. And some of them may be even untrue. But it is not something that we should fear. Because when this happens, when this great tribulation, this great persecution happens, there's something at the end of it that is much greater. Verse 27, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. And this is the flip side of all of this. In this time, when it happens, and it could happen today, it could happen another 1,000 years from now. None of us can really know that. If Jesus Christ couldn't know it, which he tells his disciples, no one knows the time or the hour. Only God. But we are to look forward to it, and we can see some of those things that Jesus talked about happening within our world today. Not that wars haven't happened before, and earthquakes and all those things. And this is the reason that I think you can feel free to disagree with me on this one. But this is really the reason I think that Jesus uses this language. These things happen generation after generation, year after year, century after century. Those signs, and many of those signs, are always present within our world. So that each and every generation would be ready for His coming. That we would all look forward to that time when we see Him ride in upon the clouds. And we would do it without fear. Because verse 28 says this, now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And this is it. These aren't things that we're supposed to go out and make people afraid or are supposed to make us afraid. These are things that are happening and will happen, and we are to look forward because when these happen, they are signs that Jesus Christ is coming back. It's actually a promise to us. It's something that we can look forward with hope. Are there wars? Yes, and they are terrible things. Are there earthquakes and tsunamis? Yeah, we've seen them all over the world in the last few years. Is there storms and all those different things? Yes. Is there persecution of the church all over the world? Look up. Don't be afraid. Your redemption is near. The person of Jesus Christ is coming back. These are not things that we are supposed to be afraid of. He goes on then to tell this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. Now I'll give you something that we can even understand this morning. Look, the snow is upon the ground. That first little dusting, that's staying here for a little while. Winter is near. We know it. When we see all these things happening around us and the news of them happening, know it. Jesus Christ is coming back. Look forward to it. Because then all this pain stops. We're done with it. We go on to the promise, something much greater than what's here on this earth. Because Jesus Christ has indeed taken care of sin through His blood. We have nothing to fear with the coming back of Jesus Christ. And in fact, we have everything to hope for. And it's not a hope that's going to be left out. It's or a hope that could happen or not. It is a sure hope for those who believe. And so when we see these things, verse 31, so also when you see these things taking place, know that the kingdom of God is near. That's really all he told his disciples these things for. Not that they would be fearful, or that they would worry, but rather that they would understand that this is temporary. When these things happen, Jesus Christ is coming back. And then he goes on to the one that that people have a hard time with. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all this has taken place. Now I started really looking at that word generation. And I started looking it up in a few lexicons. And the word that describes generation coming out of the Greek is creation and nation. This creation will not pass away. This nation will not pass away. Obviously, generations have gone on before us and have passed on. But these things happen throughout creation. And it will not be the end. Because the end comes only when God says it does. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. You see, it is God who declares the word, and it is God's words that declared life, creation, and all things. This creation will not pass away until God has said it will pass away. And then there is a warning towards the end of this text. A warning for all of us. But watch yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you like a sudden trap. He has given us all these signs. We see Him each and every day. We remember His coming a lot of times during Advent. Oh yeah, I got to think about that. When truly we should think about this day in and day out. When we all of a sudden get worried about what's happening within this world. When we see the news and we start to panic. When we see about, or when we hear about natural disasters. Oh yeah. Jesus Christ is coming back. These are promises that He has given us. Signs that He's given us that He will fulfill His promise to come back. And He will redeem us. I should say, He has redeemed us, and we will see the evidence of that redemption fully and completely. Because we don't want to be trapped. We don't want to forget that He is indeed coming back, that it would come upon us like a trap. These things should be foremost in our mind. It should be kind of like Christmas, always on our minds. You can tell a kid in July, remember, Santa's watching you. And they'll know what you mean. I got to be good. Now, it may not only last for a little while, but those are the type of things. We have those signs each and every day to help to remind us that His promise is going to be fulfilled and He will come back. And it's going to come upon all who dwell on the face of the earth. Not just a few. Not just the Christians. But He will come back for all. And at that time, the judgment will take place. That should not be scary for you. Because for those who believe the judgment has already happened, you have been found righteous in the person of Jesus Christ. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and stand before the Son of Man. Now, what's interesting is this verse also. Praying that you would be strengthened, or praying that you may have strength. And actually, with the way that the word comes out, it is really pray that you would be strengthened. Pray that God would give you strength to escape all these things. Pray that God would preserve you. And this is really the reason that we have no need to fear. Because God, the person of Jesus Christ, is the author and the finisher of our faith. That means He started it, He continues to bring us through our life, and He will complete it at the end. It no longer relies upon me and my feeble strength. It relies upon the One who came, went to the cross, and died for our sins. It relies upon His strength. And God is more than powerful enough to carry me through even the tribulation that will come. Many of you in this congregation, I have watched go through very, very tough times. Many of you have struggled, and God has given you the strength not to get through a month, but to get through the day, to get through the hour, to get through day by day. And that's how God works. Pray that you will be strengthened to get through today. Many of you are going through tough times even today. You're in the midst of those tough times, those tribulations. God has promised to complete your faith to the end. He's not going to leave you. He has no intention of leaving you. Just as a parent would never leave his child or her child, God is not going to leave you and will do everything in His power to carry you through to that day. That we may see God coming. That we may see Jesus Christ coming in all His glory. The wrappings off. The glory of His second coming. When we see Him face to face. And this is the promise and the hope that we have in Advent. The promise and the hope that we have even when we look back at the tribulations and the sufferings that are in this world. Jesus Christ is coming. And He's going to take care of them. And not only that, He is going to take care of us. To the point that we will be able to stand before Jesus Christ in all His glory. Because of what He does for us each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray.